Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. You said this at the beginning of the show, that God is just so much more loving than we know and so much more involved even in our story. One of the lines that Abra says, your main character in Bridge to Haven, she says, I've been hurting my whole life. I can't remember a time when I haven't felt like I wasn't enough. And boy, I know what that just feels like. I know you've felt that before and you hear from people. Maybe speak to that person listening who says, those could be my words. I've been hurting my whole life. I can't remember a time when I haven't felt like I wasn't enough. What do you say to that person?
Well, I think that God is the one that understands the deepest parts of us that even we don't understand, and that we can trust him with anything. I know when I've had times in my life where I'll go out and drive around and I'll just be yelling at him. And I'm being honest with my feelings, and he can take it. I mean, he listens and he brings light into my life. And it's just, I think that we can trust him with everything. And that's the hardest part, is to just let go of pride. I think it's pride that keeps us from just saying, okay, I need help. I need you. I don't have a clear picture of anything in my life. And he sees it all. He sees from the beginning to the end. There, he's outside time. He just knows the answers to everything.
You know, he's just right there. It's like that the mistake is to run away. You know, the answer, just turn towards him, to pray, to cry out, to yell, whatever you need to do. But you turn towards him. He's right there. He's one prayer away, isn't he? Well, tell me, if can you think, I'm putting you a little bit on the spot again, but if you don't remember, that's okay. But is there a letter from or an email from a reader that has most just struck you and stuck with you? You know, just in essence, what they've said to you?
Not specifically, but I get a lot of letters from people that are in prison, and they've gotten copies of Redeeming Love, and they'll write about becoming Christians in prison and how they're beginning to understand how much God loves them, and they're drawing closer. It's like you think the worst place you could possibly be is in prison, and yet I think there are a lot of people in prison that are a lot freer than there are people outside.
Indeed. Well, I'm thinking Redeeming Love would probably be the answer to this next question, but just in case it's not, is there a book that's closest to your heart, more of a signature book for you personally?
Redeeming Love.
Yeah.
It's really my statement of faith, because I wrote that book after I became a Christian, and we were doing the home Bible study, and we did the Minor Prophets, and I had heard the gospel as a child, but there was something about that prophet story that just broke through all my walls. So that the book of Hosea has special meaning to me, but that project, I felt like Jesus was sitting right next to me telling me his story, because I was not a battered child. I did not have any of the experiences that she did. I have very loving parents, and I think he gave me insights that I would never have had otherwise if he hadn't been just kind of telling me the story of Angel.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.